Sheldon Primus.
Welcome to the Safety Consultant Show with Sheldon Primus, where we blend safety sparks with business brilliance and a pinch of Sheldon's signature wit. Whether you're a safety pro, a fresh-faced consultant, or just safety curious, get ready for a show that'll educate, entertain, and elevate your safety game. Let's dive into the art of consulting with your safety sherpa himself, Sheldon Primus.
This episode is powered by Safety FM.
All right, welcome back. I am back from vacation, and we are broadcasting, not live, but I'm recording as of International World Safety Day, April 28th, 2004. Ooh, 24. I was about to say 2004. No, that's not where we are. Sorry, Sheldon. You're like way, 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 way off on that one. Nope. So that's April 28th, and it is going to be 2024, April 28th. Happy birthday, Andrea, my sister. So Andrea, she's actually in Thailand. I got a bunch of family that's all over the world, so that's why I love World Safety Day. My immediate family, we're from Guyana. If you guys know where that is, then all right. Yes. Some of you may know it as British Guyana, and I am a dual citizen, so I'm a U.S. and Guyanese citizen. Guyana has the fortune of being one of the countries right now that are experiencing some good old oil and gas wealth coming in. So I'm really happy that they're doing it sustainably. They're doing it in such a way that they've got some carbon credit that they could use. And they're also thinking about the people and everything else. So kudos to my home country. And yeah, that's for Guyana. So just want to thank everybody for hanging with me. I know you have been hearing rebroadcasts, and they've been really cool rebroadcasts over the last month while I was away. I was actually in Vietnam for the month, in Da Nang, Vietnam, visiting my daughter, who's been helping me out and part of the my team. So when you hear we, it's generally me and my daughter. That's we when we put stuff together and get it out for you guys, which is awesome. And that was going to be my first thought of the podcast today, was just to kind of tell you that it's not a bad idea to try to get some help from your family as much as you can for your business, because they're going to help you grow, and they're going to help you grow with just as much care, love, and patience as possible. So if you go ahead and hire from outside, and let's say you've had a bad week or something, and you're like, oh man, how am I going to pay the staff right now? Family would be a little bit more understanding. Not to stiff your family, can't do that, but I just mean just for all the overall things that you're thinking about with family, they're more flexible. How's that term? Flexible. And they're going to give you honest advice too. So if there's something that you really need, then family's there to help you out, and that's what they're supposed to do. So honestly, I was going to do that, but since it was World Safety Day, I switched my thinking altogether, and I'm going to do that for my next episode, which is going to come out next week. But the World Safety Day, I want to get this out today so you guys could get it on April 28th. And so in saying that, let's talk to you guys about who are listening around the world. So U.S., of course, is listening, South Africa, Germany, and I'm taking this from my Chartable.com list of who are my listeners, the demographics. So Saudi Arabia, Spain, U.K., Canada, Australia, Azerbaijan, India, Vietnam. All right. I love me some Vietnam. You guys and everything there was really amazing. I had a wonderful month as I stayed there visiting my daughter and who lives there. And she's a world traveler, so that's where she lives right now. And honestly, I just cannot say enough about Vietnam. I could tell why Anthony Bourdain fell in love with that country and wanted to live there. God rest his soul. But anyway, love me some Vietnam. Thank you for listening. Netherlands, Philippines, Italy, Turkey, Ukraine, Algeria, Costa Rica, Moldova. Thank you. That's on the chartable list. On the BCAS list, it looks like it's France, Netherlands, Finland, Denmark, Canada, Spain, South Africa, UK, Australia, Austria, Thailand, and India, Chechnya, New Zealand, Namibia, Belgium, and Korea. Awesome. Man, we had to stop into Korea, like in and out of Vietnam, and Seoul, Korea is awesome. I mean, the technology in that country is like amazing. You got to go through the Incheon airport and there's this huge face that kind of like stares at you and follows you, and it's all this artificial intelligence, but it really looks like a human face, and it's amazing. And then there's even this like a really cool internet cafe that's not too far from the airport, but it's a gaming center, and I'm not a gamer, used to be. But I'm kind of a little old for that one right now. I don't know. You guys tell me. I'm like in my age. I'm in my 50s. But is that too old for gaming? I don't know. I kind of think like you gamers that's out there, you're still gaming and going at it in your 30s, 40s. Well, I think you might be weaning off in your 50s. Maybe. That's just me. Maybe in my brain. But I love this cafe. It was really amazing to see not only the technology, and they had a like restaurant in there and everything. Yeah, I think they even called it like the Hive or the gay gaming something. Can't remember, but you could easily get lost in there and stay in there for quite a while. I bet you there's some teens that are getting themselves in trouble, missing their curfews in there. That's the kind of place that it is. So thank you everybody for listening. Let me check the chartables. I have not done this in a while, since you guys know I was in rebroadcast. So let's see, where are we in our charts? So on the chartable charts, it lets me know where do I stand as far as rankings. And it's, for me, obviously, it's an ego thing, but it's also to help you guys. So it's not just all about me. If I'm higher in the rankings, that means there's more people listening to this. And that also means that there's more people who are going to share and spread the news, or have been sharing and spreading the news of this message that I do for safety consultants and safety professionals. So that means overall you're helping people. So that's the key. So right now I am on two charts on Apple. It looks like South Africa, I am number 62. That is a big deal. Nice, thank you. And for Chile, I am 98. Big deal. That is awesome. So thank you guys for supporting the show. Those of you that are... I knew I was going to lose some ranking when I went away for the month, but hey, family first. That's why we do this, right? We're doing the safety consulting thing so we could be our own boss. We could control our own schedule and everything else. However, there's always a price to pay if you're away for a month and doing rebroadcasts. So I understand that. And I thank you guys still for listening, hanging out with me, and being part of the safety consultant team. So very good. So I got that out the way. I'm glad that you guys are following. You guys have been awesome. Thank you. Today, like I said, is World Safety Day. And honestly, I was really thinking about with my travels and looking at all different aspects of safety. I know the U.S. and a lot of the Western countries have really solid safety and health, where you could see some countries in Asia or Africa, and of course every continent's going to have superstars in safety and health, and then they're also going to have people that struggle. We do that in the States. You know, we actually have some states that are struggling, and provinces and everything else in Canada, but you do have your superstars, right? So I'm saying this in all openness. When I do see some systems out there that it is what we call, it's usually going to be safety without any management process. So safety without any management process, That's a swamp, S-W-A-M-P, and some of you may have heard swamp a few different ways, but I'm going to use it in this term, safety without any management processes. And in those cases, workers are just going to get stuff done. They're just going to do whatever they can and get stuff done, and they won't have regulatory constraints. However, they're still going to look out for themselves for the most part. So even though there won't be a regulator that's going to, you know, say, I'll write you up, there's going to be some common sense that'll take over. And in some cases, workers will do whatever they can. However, they're going to do grassroots remedies, remediations, or grassroots ways of hazard hunts and then doing mitigation. And kudos for you guys for doing it, for figuring out on your own how can you make this situation safe if you don't have a regulatory body to protect you through regulations and rules, or your boss may not be right there yet. So you have to do it for yourself and for your coworkers. So kudos for you guys. You guys rock. And I really think that it's quick thinking. You're thinking on your feet. You're doing all you can to stay safe in lieu of having a regulation that's going to be there to help you stay safe. So you guys are wonderful. And I think that's the heart of World Safety Day. International Safety Day. World Safety Day. However you're going to put it. But it is truly where, no matter where you are, if you have a jurisdiction that is really gung-ho for safety and health like we do in Canada, U.S., U.K., you do, you know, Nigeria's got a great safety and health program. You've got, you know, people all over Australia. Oh, my goodness, they've got an awesome one. WorkSafe BC, everybody knows about that in Canada. You've got really good entities out there that have safety and health on lock with regulation. And I believe that those countries that have that can share that information with countries that don't. And I'm going to do this on my grassroots side. So I really think that if you're doing safety for yourself and you're your own safety officer as a co-working network, I feel that you guys should at least do your best to take enough time out in the day before you start each project and do what's called a job safety analysis. It doesn't have to be formal, but do something. What's the hazard that we're working around today? How can this thing hurt us? And what do we need to do to protect ourselves? So no regulation needed there. That's you working it out as your team. And at that point, I believe that's the heart of World Safety Day. So as you as workers start working for yourself, meaning working safety for yourself, then that's going to make it where eventually it'll catch on worker to worker. And that's my belief, my sincere belief. And as regulations catch up with what your actions are, then you could get some more protection. And that's, you know, as a consultant, all right, I know about regulations. Those are the things that I have to follow. So I can't lie on that one, right? I'm a consultant. Regulation is a driver. It helps people hire me. And as you're listening to this show, you're probably in the same boat as I am. You know, regulation helps drive your business. So that's okay. We can admit that. So, all right, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to also mention a little bit about what I had initially planned. When I really game this thing out in my brain, I'll do a full episode on it. But I'm going to talk a little bit about getting family to help you out in your consulting business. All right. So when I come back, we'll touch base on that one.
We'll be back with more of Sheldon Primus and the Safety Consultant Show in just a moment.
Are you ready to turn your passion for safety into a profitable business venture? Look no further. Sheldon Primus, host of the acclaimed podcast Safety Consultant with Sheldon Primus, invites you to an exclusive online workshop designed to kickstart your journey as a safety consultant. Learn the ins and outs of starting and growing your safety consulting business in our comprehensive 4-hour workshop. This isn't your typical webinar where you passively listen to a presentation. In the first 30 minutes, you'll dive straight into action, working on your business and laying the groundwork for your future success. Learn how to gain clients, promote your business, and partner with others serving your ideal client. Don't miss this opportunity to build a solid foundation for your safety consulting business. This workshop is 100% online and will be held July 13, 2024. Spaces are limited, so reserve your spot now to ensure you don't miss out on this transformative workshop. Register at primus.training. Again, primus.training.
We now return to the Safety Consultant Show. Once again, here's Sheldon Primus.
All right, I am back again. And if you are really wanting to get into the foundation of safety, I am doing the Safety Consultant 101 workshop again this year. So go to primus.training. Primus, my last name, P-R-I-M-U-S, dot training, as you heard in the commercial there. So actually, at the time of this recording, again, it's World Safety Day. It's April 28th in the evening. Some of you may have already had your April 28th. Yeah, and I know that well because I just flew back from Vietnam and I literally had almost a full 2 days worth of Friday as I was going backwards in time. So some of you may have already had your April 28th and you're on the 29th as you're listening to this in the podcast form. But the early bird pricing for the safety consultant workshop, 100% online, that is going to be a 4-hour thing where I'm helping you out. But it is going to be over as of May 1st, and then you'll start with the regular ticket prices. So if you're thinking about this, then don't think too much longer. You want to go ahead and get on board and go ahead and register. All right, so here's the other thought. And again, I'll preface this with telling you that I do have my daughter helping me out. She's my executive assistant and virtual assistant at that. So she'll help me with posting when you guys see all the posting with the video, or you see posting with some of my things on social media. That's coming from her. I provide copy and everything else, and she'll do the posting schedule. And also, other projects and stuff she's been helping me out with, and even with client relationships. So I say all that in saying, in your business, you may need to leverage some help from family in order for you to be successful. And then also it's going to help you where it takes some of that pressure off from having to hire someone right away from the outside until you're ready to take that on. In my scenario with a virtual assistant, chances are I was going to have to hire a virtual assistant anyway, which led me to seeing what I could do with getting on my daughter's schedule and seeing if we work something out. And sure enough, it is. And she's taking this on and creating more of a business for herself. So I just tell her, all right, I'm going to be your first client. And as she's growing and growing, you know, there it is. I'm her first client towards other things. If you're looking for some agency help or virtual assistant, then send me a message. I'll see if she could take on any more people, but go ahead and send me a message. Most people will message me through LinkedIn. That's linkedin.com/in/SheldonPrimus. You could also leave me a message at Sheldon@SheldonPrimus.com. And then also I get some messages from the show. So if you go to safetyconsultantpodcast.com, there's a microphone icon, and you select the microphone icon and say, hey, Sheldon, I think I need a virtual assistant. Hook me up. And I know a person. And so, all right. The thought, again, is to make sure that, again, you're going to leverage some help from family. It's got to be mutual agreeable for you and your family member. But see if that's a way for you to start growing your business organically, slowly, and then taking on more and more things later on. You don't have to hire your family member full time. It could be by the piece. So basically, if I do posting on social media, I could do a set price for that, as opposed to hiring somebody for 8 hours in a 40-hour work week. If you've got that kind of workload, then by all means do it. But you may not have that kind of workload. So what you're going to really want to do is make sure that you plan it out in such a way that you know what you could put to a virtual assistant or someone to help get your class set up, and you could just focus on getting your class prepared and getting yourself ready. But then they are getting things set up, they're doing the marketing, they're doing whatever you need. So you're going to divide and conquer. How you pay them is up to you. It could be a salary, it could be a percentage of the job being done, it could just be per piece. You know, you get this thing done, when you're done, I'm going to give you a salary. Another benefit would be if this individual needs to show proof of some sort of employment, especially if you're going to be a digital nomad. Look up that term if you haven't heard it yet, but a digital nomad could be anywhere and do work, no matter where, what country they're in. That's why you have such a big market for virtual assistants right now, and they are truly everywhere. And that's because a lot of people could use someone to help them with their email list, or it could help them with little projects here and there that they don't physically have to be in the same state or even the same country as them. So that's what you would do. You could use a system called Upwork. And I've used it before. I've been on it, and I've been hired. I've hired people on it. So I've been on both sides of the system. So what you're going to look for is someone who's going to fill that need. Could be a virtual assistant, could be someone to do your website, whatever it is. What you're trying to do by doing this is you're going to play the math game. Think about your hourly rate right now. And if you were building your own website as the consultant, how many hours is it taking you at your hourly rate to build this website? Can you pay someone less than that and get even a better website up? It's just math. That's all it is, right? It's just science, man. And it's a little bit of money, too. You're going to save yourself money and time, energy, and effort if you were to hire somebody to help you out. And if you're hiring family that has this work skill and you use them through Upwork, so you basically set the job up, you know that you're going to be hiring someone in your family to take care of this, they now can prove that they have some business that's being done through the Upwork system. And I'm sure there's other systems like that. This is just the one I've used. So now they can start building a portfolio themselves. So as the portfolio gets built up, they could now look more attractive to other employers and other consulting work, because that's what they're going to be. They're doing a role of a consultant as well, and they're doing it on a short term and everything else. So that's another way of doing it. All right, so there you go. I gave you guys a twofer. First thing that I talked about was the World Safety Day, which is literally today as I'm recording right now in the U.S. Eastern time zone. And we talked a little bit about getting some help from your family. So with that, I am going to call it a night, because I'm still kind of struggling from a little jet lag. Can't lie to you. So I do need to sleep because I got a class next week. So thank you guys for listening. You guys rock. Go get them.
That's a wrap for today's safety show. Remember, safety isn't just about hard hats and caution signs. It's about business smarts, too. Thanks for joining us on the Safety Consultant Show with Sheldon Primus. Until next time, stay safe, stay savvy, and keep consulting like a boss. Go get 'em. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast or broadcast are those of the host and its guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within the past hour, only examples. It should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the positions of the company. No part of this podcast or broadcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast or broadcast, Sheldon Primus.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.
Are you ready to make a difference? Introducing the Safety Consultant Blueprint Course. Unlock your potential as a safety consultant. Learn the skills, strategies, and ethics to create safer workplaces for your very own client. From risk assessment to client acquisition, we've got you covered. Become a safety consultant and open doors to being your own boss. Join us and be the hero of workplace safety. Enroll today. Safety starts with you. Take the first step now. Visit our website and enroll in the Safety Consultant Blueprint course. Empower businesses. Protect lives. SafetyConsultantBlueprint.com.